KCP is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. Location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Consider top Sears Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276 and is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. Has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Don't hear any. I'm going to go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins, and then stop for Echolink stations, and then begin the normal roll call. So, I'll go ahead with the pre-net check-ins. I have W4FCM, that's Fred, and Traveler's Rest. And for IEI, that's Isla and Traveler's Rest. KO4OLK, that's Stephen and Greer. KJ4HYC, that's Shane and KW4TS, that's Jim and Pelzer. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. Alright, do I have any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, and also Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. We're both named Fred, currently in Fayetteville, North Carolina. 7-3 to you and all on the net from both of us, and we'll both be negative and negative tonight.
I'm going to go ahead and have you repeat the station you had with you. I had in my headphones in my ear with Echolink station running, so it talked over top of myself and you, and so I had to take them out of my ear. If you wouldn't mind bringing that other call sign you had back, that'd be great, because I missed.
That was Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, and Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, both named Fred, currently in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fred, great to have both of y'all here tonight. I've got KF4 NNH, that's Fred, and KF4 MRA, that's also Fred. They're in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Been a minute since I've been through Fayetteville, but I know where that's at. Hope y'all have a good one. Thanks for checking in. Any other Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. We'll go ahead with the normal roll call. The station, tonight being Sunday night, and happy Easter, everyone. We'll go ahead with Alpha 3 Delta, A3D. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Good name. Please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. Michelle, we're all in
Piedmont,
and we'll all be negative and negative.
WZM. Good evening. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
Net control. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta, Mike, Jim, and Taylor's negative and negative.
KK4DMW, that's Rick. He brings along with him his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all in Piedmont tonight. Thank you all for checking in. Also, I've got KO4AOW, that's David and Inman, and KO4BDM, that's Jim and Taylor's. Thank you all for checking in tonight. Any other stations, A through D, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Up to E3H, Echo 3 Hotel, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Echo Whiskey Juliet, Bill in Easley.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP, I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2, MJB. He'll also be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net tonight, and happy Easter to you, too.
Hi, it's KC1, EWJ. That's Bill and Easley. Also, KN4, HTP, one of our other net controllers. And her husband, that's Wendy in Simpsonville, and she brings along with her W2MJV, her husband Mark, also in Simpsonville. Any other stations, E through H, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Kind of quiet out here tonight, I guess. We'll go ahead and move up to India through Lima. I through L, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. You're saying 73s for each one of you.
4WZM. Thank you for bringing us all together here tonight. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
Recognize Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo Victor Tango. KB3, KBT, Doc, North Pickens, Tater Hill. Negative and negative. Everybody have a wonderful night.
WZM. Hello, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table.
WZM. Oscar 4, Lima, X-ray. 4LXZ, Kyle and Taylor's.
That's KK4JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KK4JBQ, that's Larry, and he brings along with him his wife Donna, KC4MFK, good friends of mine in Greer. Thank you for checking in tonight. KB3KBT, that is Doc in Northern Pickens. KF4LZI, my buddy Andy up on Table Rock. And KO4LXB, that's Kyle and Taylor. Any other stations, I3L, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4ACA, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Can I ask KO4ACA, that's Bill in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Bill. Let's see, we'll go ahead up to Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KJ4WZM or net control.
So this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, down here in Simpsonville, past the first traffic circle on Woodruff Road, heading in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Want to wish everybody happy Easter. And good 73.
WZM. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt of your Lake Bowen, Inman. I'll be negative, negative.
4WZM. And K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thanks, sir.
I would like to recognize KO4AC. Hold on. Yeah, KO4ACA, that's Bill in Greenville. I think I already recognized that station. I think I forgot to draw my little line here. All right, never mind. I already checked him in. Now I would like to recognize KO4M. W-Y. Yeah, I need you to come back with your name. But funny fact, that area that you're driving through, a year ago when I went to get my CDL, I went to school for it, and they brought us through those traffic circles with the 18-wheeler. several times, even at night. So I know exactly where you're at. That was a lot of fun right there. K4OIM, that's Walt in the intimate area, Lake Bowen. K4OSH, that's my buddy Pat in Malden. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for checking in with us. K4MWY, would you mind coming back with your name? I definitely appreciate it. And any other stations, enter P, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Well, this is Kilo 4 Mike Whiskey Yankee Gal. My name is Larry. I'm sorry. I said everything together, and I don't know if I did put it out. My name's Larry. I'm a little bit past the first traffic circle on Woodruff Road. I'd like to wish everybody a real good Easter, what's left of it, and I'll be 73 negative.
Also like to recognize KN4UBG. That's Kevin in Fountain Inn. Kevin, you've got an awfully funny hum on your signal. It almost sounds like standing next to a generator that's running, actually. Just wanted to make sure you're aware that you've got that funny sound. Any other stations, M through P, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. KJ4WZM or Net Control. Victor Tango, stations with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Again, Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo, Mike, AA4RM. My name is Robert. I'm in Easley, and I'll be negative. Good evening.
November 0, Tango Radio in 0TR. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And happy Easter. And I'll be negative.
AA4RM, Robert and Easley, and N0TR, Tom and Greer. Thank you all for checking with us tonight. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KJ4LEZM or Net Control. U through Z, Uniform through Zulu, last group before the big group. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Big group. A through Z, Z through A, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you've got the letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, and thanks for calling the net tonight, Daniel.
WZM, Ken Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Alpha Romeo, KO4GAR, David in Clover, South Carolina, negative.
Alright, W4DJW, that's Dave, the net manager in Greer. Thanks for checking in, Dave, and not a problem. Also, I'd like to recognize KO4GAR. That's David and Clover. And by the way, folks, that's quite a haul right there. That is basically the outskirts of Charlotte. Impressive signal, David. Very impressive. Thanks for checking in tonight. I don't think I've had you check in with me before. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, or anyone that would like to stay around for some comments, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Dave, are you still around?
KJ4WZM, W4DJW, still here, Daniel.
Bother you. But we're only 24 minutes in here. I got 32 check-ins so far. And if I close it out now, people are going to continue pinging in for the next 20, 30 minutes asking if the net is still open. What do you want me to do about this?
Well, you can, I mean, it's your call. It's up to you, whatever you want to do. You can hang around and wait for more people to check in, or you can close the net out. That's part of being net control operator. You're in control. So I'll leave it up to you. If you want to hang out a little bit longer and wait, do that. If you, I mean, it is Easter, and so people are pretty easy, busy. But they've got things to do. They're cleaning up after family left. They're tired. So it's understandable that the quantity would drop off on a holiday like this.
So anticipated that a little bit. I don't know what to do. I'll feel kind of bad for the few people who are probably going to check in a few more minutes. So I'll make another call or two for any additional check-ins or comments, and then I'll probably close it out. Hate to do that. But I do also have to go to work at 4:30, and I have to be at work at 4:30, so I'll probably take advantage of the situation and close it out here in a few minutes. But any other additional, thanks, Dave. Any other additional stations, A through Z, Z through A, or anyone for comments, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Additional check-ins or anyone who wants to stick around for comments, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Control. Please check in KA2TXJ, Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, Jim in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
That's KA2TXJ. That's Jim and Taylor. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're having a good Easter. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Now, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. I'm negative and negative. I'm in Mill Spring, North Carolina.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot.
Sorry, my phone's internet dropped for a second. Now we'd like to recognize W4 Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's Colin in Mill Spring, North Carolina. A through Z, Z through A. That would like to check into the Blue Ridge Community Net or stick around for comments. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. This is KK4JBQ returning for comment. I understand that you want to somehow bridge this quiet part to the, what others call the second shift. There are people who, for one reason or another, check in late on the net. And I respect the fact that you want to be there for them. Well, I have observed something today. Sometimes nature shows you things, little peeks into the workings of things, and I wasn't aware of this, so it's not the biggest thing in my day, of course, it being Easter, but it was, I thought, a gift to peek in on this. I was looking out my back door, which looks onto the patio, and I saw a little nuthatch, which is a tiny little bird. It probably weighs just a little more than a hummingbird. tiny little black and white bird, pretty markings. And it was hopping around on the patio, picking up something. Now, when I got a front view of this bird, it had a real orange-like beard. Well, what I surmised was that it was going around picking up the fur from an orange tabby that sticks around back here for a food handout once in a while. And the birds are making the cat fur, you know, they shed in the spring, making the cat fur into their nest. And so that was just a delight to see. It didn't last more than 15 seconds, but this memory burned into my brain. And unless you just walk up on something like that or happen to peek out the door like I did, this is something that nature hides from you, you know? A bird building its nest, picking up cat fur to pad its nest. How about that?
Larry, I like that. That's really, really neat. I used to get a real kick out of watching the Carolina wrens build a nest, watching everything they used to put in there. They used to nest inside a window that was slightly open down at my parents' house. There was, like, the storm window was cracked open, like, 2 inches on one window. Just enough that the birds could go in there and build a little nest. So we used to watch them build the nest and then watch them hatch the baby birds and all that in the springtime. We used to always look forward to that. It was really special. Every once in a while, there would be two wren families, one on one side of the window, one on the other side, but usually it was just one. And they usually chose the northern corner instead of the southern corner. I don't know why, but this is on a west-facing window, but they always stuffed it in the northern corner. But it was really neat watching them run in there with all the nesting materials and put it just right and make their little nest, and then the baby birds and all that. It was really, really special. I loved that. That's something we used to look forward to every year when the wrens built their nest.
In springtime, it just opens the book. All you have to do is be around to watch. I'd like to toss out a question to anybody listening, anybody that knows a little more about this than I do. In particular, the nuthatch. I know different birds have, you know, different things about such things as nest building. So, who did I see? Was it the mama bird or the papa bird that gathers? Or maybe both, that gathers the makings for their nest? Just an open question. KK4JBQ.
Songbirds around here work together as a pair, building the nest and feeding the young. Not all birds do that, but a lot of the songbirds in our area do work together. And I've watched that. It's really neat watching them run in and out. Most of them raise the young together most of the time. I don't know about the nuthatches, but I know the wrens did. Something interesting about the nuthatch. Have you ever watched one climbing around on a tree? They have a strange habit when they go down the tree. They go down the tree head first, and their stubby little tail holds their weight. They just walk down the tree. It's super neat.
One way you can identify that particular bird, it's the only one I'm aware of that has that way of coming down from a tree or traveling down a tree. Oh my. So what else is new for you in the springtime?
When we were younger, we used to have a tradition right around the time the wrens built their nest. First 80 degree day of the year, all of us boys used to cut our hair off. My mom started that many, many, many years ago, but that was haircut day. When it reached 80 degrees for the first time, we'd all cut our hair, and it was usually 1.5 or 2 inches long because we let it grow out all during the winter and didn't touch it. Come springtime, shave it all off, and then the wrens would use the hair and put it in their nest. So, that was pretty neat. That's what I looked forward to in the springtime. So this year I cut my own hair, and it was, you know, not the same, because we're all growing up. We all do our own thing now. We're never, ever at my, or hardly ever at our parents' house anymore. All of us have pretty much grown up and left. But that's something that I always remember, and I'll probably always remember that for the rest of my life. First day it reaches 80 degrees, we used to always get a haircut. So that was a cool little spring tradition we had.
But now, I have seen all of the belt nap kids running around with shaved heads. And I wondered, but it just was kind of curious. But if I had looked at the weather for the day, I would have noticed that it was above 80 degrees. How about that? Well, that's answered a question for me. Anyhow, I don't know, just something about amateur radio, maybe. Ran into something on the web that's a little different. Don't know how you log your contacts or if you log your contacts, but there's a new logging program out there. Real sleek, real simple. Does QRZ lookups automatically, so you just, you know, when you make contact with somebody, you type in their call sign and everything else about him populates in the record. Kind of like that. And it's available, here's the key, it's available on all platforms. It's Windows, it's Mac, it's Linux, it's Android, it's Mac OS, and it's Raspberry Pi. So anything you anyway, I mean, if you're portable, if you're doing a SOTA or a POTA contact, run it on your pad, or run it on your phone. Anyway, it's called Ham RS. Now, whether that's Hammers or Ham RS, I don't know. But you can reach the website for this, hamrs.app. That's Alpha Papa Papa. Ham RS app. Anyway, thought I'd pass that along. Anybody that's looking for a logging program. What do you use, Daniel?
I never really got into that as much as both of my brothers did as far as logging contacts, especially on HF and stuff like that. Especially recently, I don't have a HF radio right now. But I did not know to do that. That's pretty neat. When I call the net, I use a pen and a piece of paper, and I write everything out. And when I hear a call that I haven't heard before, I look it up on QRZ that way. Before I go ahead and recognize a person if I haven't heard their call before. So that's what I do there. That's why it took me a second. With the last station that I had checked in, because I'd never heard his call before, and I went to run his call on QRZ just to verify it, and I had my cell phone laying down, and it dropped the signal. So I had to stand my phone up and wait for the signal to come back and then run his call again. But, yep, when I check in the net, I use a piece of paper and a pen. Someday soon, I'd like to get an HF radio and go back to making contacts and stuff like that.
That is something that a lot of people have a lot of fun with. And whether it's chasing DX or doing the QSO parties that states have, that some special event station has, and of course Parks on the Air and Summits on the Air, that's what I thought you might be just possibly involved in, because you like the outdoors, and Parks on the Air takes you in your vehicle to a park. Nature preserve sometimes. You know, there's POTA, POTA.org is a website to go see all about that. It's been, you know, ever since, become very popular ever since the, oh gosh, I forgot, was it 2012? Maybe. Don't hold me to that, but when we had a national Parks on the Air here in the United States. Well, everybody really went wild for that. And so you visit a national park and you'd activate it. It takes 10 contacts within the park. And this, they run it like most other contests. They run it like a game, you know. So you get a point for each contact. If you're talking to, if you make a contact with someone else also activating a park, it's called a park-to-park contact, or contact. And you get extra points for that. And it takes 10 contacts, I might have said that, it takes 10 contacts to activate the park. So you can do it in a short order, you know. And you're out in the, in a nice, in nature, in the environment, you know. And enjoying the sunshine and playing radio, you know. And the other thing, the Summits on the Air is a bit more, oh, you might say, taxing, or a little larger endeavor if you have to bushwhack in a mile and a half to get up to the summit and make your contact from the top of the peak. And around here we got a few of them. Out west, there's a lot more. You know, Colorado is just dotted with them. But anyway, I think we've held over into second shift. I hope there's still some people listening out there. Maybe some of them will check in with you, Daniel. Thank you again for calling the net. It's always good to hear you on the air. And I'll be leaving you now, so everybody have a good night. 7-3, KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
Thank you so much for sticking around for comments. This is KJ4WCM. Larry, I just wanted to let you know I have gone with another ham, NY4G, November Yankee 4 Golf. That's Ariel Jacala. He is basically our closest, most local, if you want to call it, Summits on the Air champion. And you can look his call up and his name up and should find a good bit about him. I think he wrote a book about his Summits on the Air adventure as well. But I went with him on one of his trips in northern Georgia. It was around this time of year. I don't quite remember what month, but it was about 50 degrees here and sunny. And on Blood Mountain in Georgia, it was about 15 to 18 degrees, snowing, and 40 to 50 mile hour winds. And it was beyond miserable up there. It was awful. He went up there with, I think it was somewhere between 1 watt and 5 watts, running CW. And, man, that was cold. That's some of the coldest weather I've ever experienced. It was just very, very, very cold up there. Could hardly move your fingers, and they just hurt. The Appalachian Trail crosses Blood Mountain, so if you want to go find that summit, it's fairly easy to get to. Just figure I'd throw that out there, Larry. So, have fun with that. All right, any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Good evening to the net. If you will, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, India, Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG, Danny. Over here in Gastonia, Gaston County, North Carolina. In and out.
WZM. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening, Q, Daniel, and all on the net.
From Gastonia, I have KO4IS something. And that was Danny in Gastonia. I think it was. If you wouldn't mind coming back with your call one last time, I'd definitely appreciate that. I couldn't make out that last letter for some reason. I don't know why. Also, I'd like to recognize KF4DOS. That's Gary, and he brings along with him his wife, Joy, K3JOY, two of my good friends from Easley. Air stations A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Control, it would have been Kilo Oscar 4, India, Sierra, Golf, KO4ISG, for correction.
Danny, KO4ISG, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Sierra, Golf. Thank you very much for checking in with me tonight. Any other stations? A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. KJ4WZM, one last call. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. 4WZM now securing the Lear Chum Internet with our thanks to check in. Hope everyone had a great Easter Sunday, and I will catch y'all next time. It'll be first Sunday of May. Hope everyone has a great night. 73s to everybody, and have a good night. Back to normal amateur use.
Good night, Daniel. You get yourself some rest and have a good day at work. KK4JBQ, Claire.
It's Larry. Thanks for hanging in there for comments. I really, really appreciated it. Definitely appreciated it.